right. We are live on Facebook. Hello, everybody. It is Friday, 5 p.m. on the East Coast. You know what that means? It's time for Margaritas with Margarita Cheng, CFP Pro. You are going to love today's guest. Melody Young is a CFP candidate. She was a former classroom teacher, and she's going to talk to us today about going from classroom teacher to financial advice. And she's going to tell us all about that. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, producer of the show, and just a huge fan of Rita, and I can't wait to hear what these ladies have to say. So take it away, Miss Rita.
Well, thank you, Hope, and happy Financial Literacy Month to everyone, particularly Melody. Melody, happy Financial Literacy Month. Thank you so much for being here.
Rita, thank you so much for inviting me to be on your podcast. This is my first one, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, I know that you are going to be awesome because you are awesome. You are a lifelong learner and a lifelong educator. So from classroom to advisor, that's the title of the podcast. Tell us about that.
I don't know if Michael Kitsis was the original user of that term, but I had it heard it from him, so I got to give credit to him. If you don't know Kitsis, he's a leading voice in financial planning. Definitely go check out his blog, his podcast, his YouTube channel, his other businesses like XYPN. So the idea came from the word financial advisor is a title that anyone really could call themselves, including those who sell life insurance, annuities, and other financial products for a commission. Nothing wrong with that. When you're ready to purchase something, they are your experts in buying those types of products. When I was a young teacher, I met a couple of financial advisors, and I didn't quite understand why they became very impatient with my long, long list of questions and advice I was seeking. They were my advisors. That's what I thought. If you want advice, financial advice, go to an advisory firm where you're paying for the expert advice, a financial plan based on your situation. When you want to buy a financial product, when you want your assets to be professionally managed, you go to that kind of firm. And we just want to be a little bit clearer on where our expertise is so that clients understand in what ways that we can help them.
I love that. And I also love that we say financial advice profession, not financial services industry, but we are a profession. And I know we offer financial services, but I always say I'm a CFP pro and I work in the financial advice profession. So I hope I got that right, Melody.
Yep.
So Melody, you weren't a classroom teacher, but you are a lifelong educator. So what are some resources available to those teaching financial literacy? Because after all, it is Financial Literacy Month, but you know we don't want to just talk about this 1 month a year.
There are definitely a lot of resources out there. So whether you're a classroom teacher or you're a professional in the financial service industry, or really anyone who just wants to be an advocate in the movement, many organizations where they offer teaching resources, there's learning resources for parents, there's donation opportunities. Two big organizations out there that I really want to make sure your audience knows about is Jumpstart Coalition and Next Gen Personal Finance. So Jumpstart is a national coalition. They have a lot of resources on their website, and each state in the US has its own coalition. You can support efforts directly in your area. So those teachers who are pre-K to 12th grade and are currently employed by a public, private, or charter school, they should think about going to the Jumpstart National Educator Conference. It's an all scholarship event. So the conference fee, the meals, the lodging at a fancy hotel are all covered. Then they can apply for scholarships from other sponsors to cover their travel expenses. Jumpstart has been putting on this conference since 2009. So they've been doing it year after year. There are lots of vendors who are there to showcase their programs, to share their products. You get to work a network with other educators across the country. And usually there's a planned tourist type outing in whatever city that the conference is located. It's a lot of fun. The other organization, Next Gen Personal Finance, it started in 2014. They have their own curriculum in different formats. So if you want to look at the different topics by unit, you can do that. They have a 9-week course, a semester course, and even a full year course. And recently, I noticed they also added financial algebra course and economics resources. So teachers who teach in those areas have resources available to them, all free. It's digital, so they can so that the organization can update them quickly, and teachers can revise them however they feel best fits their specific student needs. They have a mission 2025 that all U.S. high school students will have access to a semester-long personal finance course. And their mission for 2030 is that all U.S. high school students will be guaranteed to take a semester-long personal finance course before graduation. There are many professional development opportunities there. They're open to classroom teachers, to homeschool teachers, even financial professionals are welcome to attend, but only verified classroom teachers can receive gift cards and the swag that they offer, because teachers deserve extra rewards, right? So they've got live and on-demand sessions, conferences. Their certification courses are very cool. Over 5 weeks, you spend 10 live hours learning about a single topic, maybe like cryptocurrency, behavioral economics, psychology of money, investing, insurance, and many others. There's a review session to help you prepare for their open note exam. You'll be more educated on that topic. You can add that achievement to your resume. They even have digital badges for you to add to your email signature or their LinkedIn profile. So really cool.
That is super cool. Thank you so much for sharing. And I know Hope Katzkitz, the producer of this podcast, will be certain to include this information in the liner notes. We know that you are a CFP candidate, but you've completed the Certified Financial Education Instructor Designation, CFEI. A lot of people may not be familiar with that, Melody, so please enlighten us.
Well, it is a designation recognized by FINRA. The issuing organization is the National Financial Educators Council. You work through their coursework, their activities and assignments to learn best practices, to imagine how you can become an educator, a speaker in your community, at your church. This program integrates teaching strategies with personal finance topics that you need to be comfortable with. So it's really beneficial for people who have no experience in teaching, keeping a group's attention, encouraging participation in a group. For me, as someone who's taken many courses for my teaching credential, have taught in the classroom for many years, I've completed the CFP education, I still learned a lot through this designation, through the preparation of this designation about marketing, how to find potential audiences, gaining credibility so people would hire you as a speaker. They have ongoing training every Friday, and there's a specific topic that they focus on, and then they open the floor to any questions from the attendees at the training on that day. So they also have another certification for coaching with turnkey resources to use with your clients. There are other programs out there too, so definitely research and see which program fits your personality and your intentions.
I love it. I always tell people we are financial advisors or advisors, certified financial planners, but we are cheerleaders, coaches, confidants, all the above. Now, Melody, you are an aspiring CFP candidate. I'm CFP Pro. You are a CFP candidate. You're a career changer. You're very involved with FPA Next Gen leadership. What is FPA doing to support career changers and welcoming those CFP candidates to the profession?
FPA is the Financial Planning Association. I'm the next gen chair for San Gabriel Valley. That's in the Pasadena area of Los Angeles. So I became a member of one FPA, kind of like overseeing the different strategic changes that the association wants to do for across the country. I was in a meeting and I remember saying in the meeting, because I didn't hear my personal experience as a career changer. So I said, I just want you to know, blah, 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 blah. This was my experience. I hadn't really heard other people talking about it. Please don't forget about people like me. So what did they do? They asked me to join their leadership so that that voice, that perspective is not forgotten, it's not missed. So in FPA, we have a next gen community, so a little community within the association. It's for people in their first 10 years of their financial planning career. It is not age-based, it depends on your career stage. For career changers, we have unique challenges because we're older, coming from outside financial services. Sometimes we're not sure what software to learn for different CRMs, financial planning, and then investment analysis. So FPA and NextGen is a place where people can gather, people with similar, since we're in the similar career stage, gathering, learning from each other, posing questions. So the big thing we're trying to do is to make sure we identify who are our next gen members. Where are our career changers, both geographically and where are they in their financial planning career? We want to hear about their needs. And then FPA wants to connect these our members to people, to the program, to the scholarships, mentoring, advice, job opportunities, all those things out there to bridge where people are and where they want to go. So being older and wiser, we bring years of experience in another field, maybe in parenting. So we have some special assets. We also bring to the table some additional constraints. So that could be parenting. That could be we're part of the sandwich generation. Maybe someone has a medical condition. Maybe it's best to start at a part-time job. Give yourself permission to focus on the opportunities that work best for you, taking account your personal needs and all the things you're responsible for. You want to be the best version of yourself as an advisor for your clients, and you want to be the best employee you can be for your firm.
Well, thank you so much for that, Melody. So for people who want to learn more about FPA NextGen, where can they visit?
I will give the link to Hope for the website. You can find me on LinkedIn. We can put that on the show notes also. But there are lots and lots of resources on the FPA website, and starting with knowing the term next gen, knowing me, I definitely like to connect you to whatever I can so that your journey can be as smooth as possible.
Well, thank you so much for that, Melody. I have to tell you, FPA is near and dear to my heart. As you know, I have served in a variety of FPA leadership roles for my chapter here in the National Capital Area, DC Metro, as well as national. So thank you so much for your leadership. Thank you so much for your passion for the profession. And now back to you, Hope.
Thank you, ladies. It's so interesting to see how you can go from one career to the other with such passion. So please absolutely send me all those links. We will post them in the liner notes on Rita's channel on Incandescent Radio and her YouTube channel, margaritachang.tv. So thank you both. And it's that wraps up today's episode, Friday with Margaritas with Margarita Chang. But we'll be back next week with amazing Sybil Slade, who is the VP and a financial advisor at Life Plan. Rita, tell us a little bit about her.
So we are continuing with the financial literacy theme. Sybil is going to be talking about everything she is doing to help increase financial literacy and financial capability in her community, especially among women entrepreneurs.
Excellent. Well, that's our favorite topic. So thank you, Melody. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you next Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern for Happy Hour with Margarita Chang. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, producer of the show. Thrilled to be here with you, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for being part of our Incandescent Radio and TV family. This is Hope Katz-Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Incorporated, the PR and publishing company for women entrepreneurs. Our Incandescent Radio and TV shows are brought to you by our advertisers and clients. Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, brings us 15 minutes of tips every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, where you'll meet experts who are helping us flex our financial muscles. Find all of the episodes at margaritachang.com. You'll also meet intuitive psychotherapist Kara Keem, who interviews therapists and other intuitive guides from around the world. Learn more at karakeem.com. And you're going to love social justice expert Karen Hanrahan, CEO of the San Francisco-based Glide Memorial Foundation. She bridges the gap from local impact to global change on her thought leadership show on Incandescent Radio. Learn more about Karen at karenhanrahan.com. You're also going to love Alina Liao, founder of the radical wellness journaling company zenitjournals.com. Alina asks, have you tried to journal but found it hard to keep up? Zenit makes it easier to journal for your wellness. With Zenit, you can customize your journal with prompts that speak to you, no more blank pages. Your Zenit is your personalized space to take care of yourself. Website, zenitjournals.com. Feel it, write it, Zenit. You'll also meet amazing Tracy Schott, founder of voicesforchange.com. Tracy is determined to change the world and end domestic violence. Learn more at voicesforchange.net. And we are so thrilled to be publishing a book for Angela Mitchell, who is the tech expert of case management. And she's also the founder of this fabulous organization, Kids Code 2. She is determined to teach kids to code computers. Talk about teaching a kid to fish. We invite you to discover and peruse all the Incandescent Incorporated websites, the magazine For Women, By Women, About Women, incandescentwomen.com. Our health and wellness magazine is beincandescent.com, the business of mind, body, spirit, soul, and heart. Our YouTube channel is incandescent.tv. And you can learn about our PR and book publishing services at incandescent.us. If you'd like to have your own radio and video show, check us out at incandescentradio.com, where you can see what we can do for you. These podcasts are also featured on iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Our podcasts are produced by Brandy Wilsker. Our videos are produced by Nelson Benavides. Our website developer is Max Kukoy, and our incandescent illustrator and designer is Michael Glenwood Gibbs. If you'd like to learn more, please send me an email, hope@hopegibbs.com. Here is to your incredible, indelible, incandescent success. Much love and many thanks.